How's the shoulder?
Oh, it's doing great. I'll be practicing today and going from there.
Being the non-throwing shoulder, do you expect it to limit you at all?
You just got to do your best not to worry about it, and it's not going to affect anybody if you don't think about it. It's just mind over matter, and you just got to go out there, practice, and execute and practice, and learn the game plan.
Blaine, can you talk about the loss of Maurice Jones and how that's going to impact things?
Well, Maurice is a great player, but the philosophy that we have here and that NFL teams around the league have, it's the next man up. The next guy up has to step up and execute at an extremely high level so we don't miss a beat on offense. And Rashad did a phenomenal job throughout preseason carrying the workload, and he's going to continue to do that.
Would you talk a little bit, please, about being a high draft pick and the pressures of developing your game quickly in your career?
Well, it's being a high draft pick, especially at the quarterback position. You come in knowing that that you're going to play at some point in time, and it's your job individually to catch up as fast as possible, learn the system, get acclimated to the game, and produce. And that's kind of the rigors of the game, that you have to do that at such a fast pace, such a fast tempo, and it is a process. But the thing that you look for is just constant improvement week in and week out.
Where do you think you are in it, in that development?
We got a new offense this year, so from that standpoint, we see new things week in and week out, and everybody in this building on offense is learning that. So it's coming along. There has been improvement from a week-to-week standpoint, but we just have to put together a complete game and play four quarters of football.
You know, being that high pick, do you feel like there's pressure on you, A, to win now, and B, even for the long-term future of the franchise down there?
We don't. Every player in this locker room wants to win now. Anybody can tell you it's not fun to lose, and it's not fun to lose close games. So there's always that internal pressure that you put on yourself to perform at a high level and have that translate into wins.
But do you feel like those expectations are greater on you just because of the position?
I think every quarterback is in that position, but at the same time, everybody in this locker room is extremely competitive and expects themselves to perform at a high level and expects themselves to help the team win. It just happens to be that the quarterback position is more in the public eye. You are the leader of the offense, and they expect you to perform and win games for the team.
Blaine, how different are the Packers without Woodson?
Excuse me?
How different do you think the Packers are without Woodson?
Well, Charles Woodson's a great player. He's been a phenomenal talent in the league for a numerous amount of years. So anytime you lose a player like that, it's never good. But the Packers have depth, and they're a great defense, and they do try and put a lot of pressure on the quarterback with their rushers up front.
How vital is it to find Clay in all the different positions? I guess he's been lining up in.
Yeah, he's definitely a big key for our offense. You know, he's a game wrecker, and he's a great player. He's proven himself year in and year out that he has a unique ability to change games, rush the passer, make plays when he drops in coverage, so you always have to be aware of him.
Blaine, what are some of the things that have kept you from coming through in these close games you've had this year?
It's just little plays here and there. There's always going to be one or two plays in every game that decides the outcome, whether that be a turnover, lack of conversion on a third down, a big play on offense, a big play on defense. There's going to be one or two plays in every game that usually decide it. And we have to, you never know when they're going to come, but you always have to be ready and expect them. But we got to make those plays because we've been so close in a couple games where the outcome should have been different.